Next item on the agenda is Robert Winfrey, 10-1025. Mr. Shag?
This is a project for Mr. Robert Winfrey, who is requesting authorization to reconstruct and reinforce an existing concrete block retaining wall slash bulkhead type structure, and also a request to install a 30-foot long concrete groin structure made out of the same material, the block structure, that would extend up to 20 feet, channelward to mean low water at his property, which is situated along the James River in Surrey County at the very southern limits of the town of Claremont. This project does require, because of the groin structure, a subaqueous permit, and then the reconstruction of the wall requires a beaches and dunes permit. The project is, again, located in Surrey County. This is the town of Claremont. Project is actually at the very southern tip of the town. If people are familiar with Surrey, this is the Sunken Meadow area. The Winfrey's property is basically right here, just downstream of this here, you can see on the chart. It's a 2009 aerial photograph. Mr. Winfrey actually lives sort of adjacent to this parcel in a house. You can't really see the house from the project. There is a separate access road, separate from his driveway, that takes you down to the beach. This area is a high bluff. It does taper down to a swale area here that drains some of this upland. This photograph, I think, was taken. The project may not have been completed, but you can see the wall in this photograph. The bank was created behind it, and you'll probably remember this project was before you previously. For an after the fact, it included the wall, two breakwaters made out of these block structures, two groin structures, which you can see slightly in this photograph, also out of the block structure, although it was installed without a permit. The commission directed removal of the two breakwaters and the two groins, and we requested Mr. Winfrey resubmit an application to re-engineer this wall, come back with a new application, but the wall was already starting to fail. It had been breached, as you see in some photographs later in the presentation. He was requested to do that within 90 days. He did submit a request to attempt to correct this situation within the 90-day frame. He did remove the two breakwaters and the two groins within about 30 days after the commission directed the removal. So he's currently come into compliance with the previous commission act. Again, this project does require a beaches and dunes permit for the bulkhead section and part of the groin. You will be acting as a beaches and dunes board. Surrey County has not yet adopted the ordinance, which became effective July 1, 2008 in Surrey County. I characterize this site as a sandy beach. There is a sloped graded area behind the wall that was manipulated when the wall was put in. Upstream is a steep bluff, and downstream is a more flat beach area where the bluff sort of ends. The block wall is made out of concrete blocks that are 2 feet by 2 feet by 6 feet. If you saw pictures of them before, that basically these walls you see in the material handling site stack them. They have a V interlocking system where they stack on top of each other, but they are not actually tied together. Block is held in place by the roof. Back in 2009, we did receive a complaint about the structures, and as I noted, that came before the commission and was resolved, and he was required to submit a new application. This drawing is part of this application, but he submitted a very similar drawing for the after-the-fact request. This generally is the current configuration of the wall. The additions here, this is the groin that he requested. This was not part of his original application when he submitted it after meeting with him on site. He expressed concern of potential loss of sand around these cypress trees. He would like to put a groin back in there. He felt that the previous two groins were having some effect on retaining sand. And I told him if he wanted to do that, he needs to submit a modified drawing, which he did, just showing the groin structure with the cross section. You will note that this is not the typical low profile, other than it does have a final step down. This drawing was also submitted in modified form originally with after the fact, and was revised for this drawing. Now, Townsite Engineering is not an agent for this project, but they did do some work apparently for Mr. Winfrey when he was attempting to determine what to do at this site previously before the wall was installed. So basically, you see that this wall is tiered at the downstream end. Floor and it is tiered up to 3 and 4 blocks high at the upstream end. The difference between this drawing and the original is these back supports have been added to tie into the wall. This is Mr. Winfrey's submission to try to reinforce the wall. Before there were none of these, and of course the wall is not straight like this. You'll see in the photographs, but this is a representation of the method. This is the landward side, this is the river side. So what the proposal is to remove enough of the wall to insert these perpendicular blocks, similar blocks. They are made with cross grooves in the opposite direction so that these sections would actually fit in together with these, but they're still not tied together. And then fill material will be placed back on top of these. I'll address our concerns about that. Mr. Winfrey also submitted this as sort of a representation. These are actually Lego blocks, but this represents the wall, the riverside, and this is the proposal is to put some reinforcing of these perpendicular blocks and tie them into the wall. Concern we had after meeting with him on site is that this is 255 linear feet of bulkhead, and that he's really only proposing three of these other than some end walls. As you'll see, one end already has a return on it. And then this would be a new return wall, and then three supports. Well, he originally only had two, plus the two ends. And I noted that for that length of block, if this method would work, that two didn't seem sufficient. He did add a third one. This was added to the modified drawing. These are ground shots taken, and most of these were taken before the breakwaters and the groins were removed, but the wall is in this state continuously now. Again, this is the downriver end where the return wraps around, the road comes down, then it's tiered up, and it's tiered up, and then it just ends here. There is no return wall. There is a drain that comes through it here, a smaller drain down in this area. This drain goes, I believe, underground all the way up the hill and has a drop in there. Out of sight here, and then there's a smaller drain to drain some of this lower area. Again, just some shots. Those were the breakwaters that were removed. This is pretty much what it looked like after it was installed and regraded and grassed. The proposed groin would be approximately in this location where this one was before. As you can see, that there's an embayment here, and there is some retention of sand here. We believe some of this is a natural feature. One, that there's a drain standing where I'm standing behind me from the upland, and that these cypress trees are actually acting as a headland to trap some of the sand. He would like to retain these and not lose them. We're not sure how much additional help this groin would do to do that. These were taken a little later. This was after some of the storms late last year and first of this year. As you can see, a large area was lost behind the wall. The wall was starting to fail here and lean forward, which prompted us to recommend that the previous after the fact hearing that it be re-engineered in a manner that would be stabilized. Again, the end has no return, and that's part of the problem. It was breached at the end, and the material was washed out on the upstream end. Mm-hmm. As you can see, some of this area was graded as well, but once you get to where it's wooded, it's basically just an unprotected, an unaltered timber line. It's pretty steep bank there. And then you can see the wall was straight when it was originally put in. It's leaned forward quite a bit.
When was that picture taken?
These were taken earlier this year. You see, no leaves on the trees, so it was not many. It was earlier this year. It was after the Nor-Ida. It actually survived Nor-Ida fairly well, but then there were some storms after that in January, some nor'easters that apparently caused most of this damage. And it remains similar to this condition today. I'm going to leave that one up for a minute because that's part of... We did conduct a public interest review, and we've received no objections to the current project. In the original shoreline advisory report, VIMS had noted that this type of material is not normally recommended for bulkheads, groins, or breakwaters. They also noted that the bulkhead had already lost considerable material, as you can see in this photograph, along the from wave action and possibly from upland flow, and from the drainage pipe that extends through the bulkhead. They noted that had they been consulted in advance, they would have recommended a properly designed stone breakwater system with beach nourishment and appropriate plantings, and then a sloped bank with heavy woody vegetation. They further stated that while they recommended that stone breakwater would be preferred, if a shoreline structure is considered, they would consider stone riprap as more preferable than in concrete. As a less preferred alternative and to allow for the use of the existing block structures, they indicated that they could be used in conjunction with a tiered bank system with appropriate vegetation. They also noted that proper installation used a filter cloth in conjunction with all structures. This structure does have filter cloth behind it. They issued a revised shoreline report specifically for this application on August the 19th and noted the above concerns were repeated about preferred alternatives. They also noted that a single groin on this beach is not expected to provide significant erosion protection benefits, and that the groin structure as proposed may be flanked at the landward end because it will not tie directly into an upland. It's basically a flat beach. They also stated that if the concrete wall and groin are permitted, additional verification is needed that the structures are properly engineered with the expected wave height in existing upland drainage outfalls, and that the groin should be nourished with clean beach sand and also be low profile in design. Therefore, based on VIM's concerns and our own site visits, staff continues to have considerable concerns with the type of material used and the design. The concrete blocks, while quite heavy, are not the type of material normally used for groins and bulkheads. There does not appear to be any mechanism to tie the structures together, making them susceptible to settling, movement during storm events, and hydrostatic pressure during large rain events. Even though the applicant has submitted a revised plan to incorporate up to 3 perpendicular tiered tieback block additions, what appears to be a response to our direction, to the Commission's direction for a properly engineered structure, and to address staff's concerns raised during a site visit back in July, we still have concerns that the number of tiered tiebacks do not appear sufficient to achieve the proper stabilization and reinforcement that may be necessary to maintain this structure over time. While the applicant indicates that the perpendicular additions would be tied into the wall with groove interlocks, we believe this type of reinforcement may be better suited on the channelwood side of the structure. In other words, these tiered would probably work better on the channelwood side because they would help reduce this hydrostatic pressure towards the river, and also might trap some sand in front of the structure. So therefore, our summary and recommendation, note that the bulkhead has already partially failed as a functioning retaining wall and also as a shoreline erosion defense structure. While we acknowledge that the applicant's proposal to attempt to reinforce the structure, the current plan does not appear adequate to address the potential failure. Additionally, while the current plans do include a drawing from an engineering firm, as I noted earlier, They are not listed as the agent or the contractor for the project, and there are notes on their drawing that you saw earlier that clearly state that additional anchors and/or tiebacks may be needed at the direction of the contractor engineer during installation. Therefore, it's staff's opinion that this does not appear to currently fully address the commission's directive to submit a properly engineered design for the structure, and we are reluctant to recommend approval without some type of certification by an engineer that this proposal is adequate. As such, we recommend the applicant be directed to provide an engineering analysis confirming the current plan is adequate and structurally sound. We also note that the proposed groin would be placed in a similar location as the earlier groin structures that were ordered removed, and based on our previous review and BIM's comments, we do not typically recommend these type structures for groins since they're not properly tied together and they do not conform to the low profile design that's recommended. As a secondary, should the commission decide to approve the project without any additional engineering certification, after evaluating the merits of the project and after considering all the factors contained in 28.2.1403 of the Code of Virginia, staff would recommend a condition that the upstream portion of the wall be realigned and angled landward. That would be basically this section you see right here, that's the worst case failure. That this actually be angled back more in this direction to tie into the existing scarp, and that it also still have a return wall into the bank. But this would make it less of a perpendicular structure right against the beach, and we recommend that angled structure. And then a return wall into the bank, we would recommend preferably that be a riprap return versus a hard structure to help deflect some of the wave action on the upstream end. We'd also recommend a condition requiring removal of the structure within 90 days should it fail in the future. We also recommend that the proposed groin structure be deleted and that the applicant consider the installation of a rock breakwater or a sill structure channelward of the existing cypress trees. We believe might actually help retain that headland feature of the cypress trees better than a growing feature. Hopefully you understood all that through that long vowel, but a lot of history to this project.
Questions of Mr. Stagg. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just to follow through with your recommendations, if we were to follow your first recommendation that additional engineering justification be provided, and we were to basically give the applicant time to get that information and bring it back, would that also provide for an opportunity to perhaps make some amendments to the proposed project?
I certainly think so. Yes.
That wouldn't require the completion of a new application per se, but simply amending this application that's before.
Certainly do that.
Okay. Thank you.
That would be preferred. He could submit some modified drawings and show us he's got an engineer looked at it. Certainly. That's our concern. It has been from the beginning.
Further questions? You go back to the wall. Any further questions? Is the applicant here represented? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I do have one further question. I mean, one of the things you see with this picture is there seems to be, you mentioned in your testimony, that there is erosion coming from the river,
yes.
And there is also upland erosion.
Yep.
What are we looking up when you look back from the groins or from the breakwater, is that upland there, or is that river?
Here or
upland? Yes, there you go, right there, that whole section there.
It's hard for us to know exactly what this looked like before it was manipulated, but we believe it was somewhat similar to this shoreline. It is tapering downward.
Which is
to the very bottom here. You can see it's tapering down, and it's a very low area here. As you go downstream, there's more bluffs to the south, but this was probably either wooded or had some kind of more bushy vegetation on it, and it was basically graded to match the slope to the property wall.
Follow up.
Mr. Tanker.
It seems to me from what I've seen in the last couple of years here is that the breakwater or the whatever this is, these concrete blocks seem to be adding to the erosion problem, cutting out the bank. Is that what you're seeing too? Pardon me?
You have a vertical structure like this that reflects wave action. You have concerns particularly on the water side. The problem here is that we don't believe it's properly engineered to actually retain the material behind it. You can see it's failed.
Right.
And part of that is no return wall. Part of it was probably breached. The waves went over the top, and it's particularly in this lower section.
It looks like water's exiting behind those blocks and cutting out the bank.
Well, there's a rivulet right there by that fibercloth. I mean, I would think, move the arrow up a little bit right there. Yeah. Isn't that a small furrow that's been dug?
That's the pipe that's draining the upland. That's a big pipe. It goes in the bank, goes up to a drop limit way up the hill. A lot of, you know, when it rains, a lot of water comes out of that. You can see that probably recovers after a couple of days from a big rain event. It's just
they required to have a discharge permit for that pipe?
That I'm aware of, but it's...
They should.
The county has viewed this project. So.
Okay. Mr. Schick.
Now, of course, the first thing would be to not use this type of material. That's what really the suggestion is. But if he wants to try to use this material, the second suggestion was to tier it. Where you wouldn't have any higher than one block. I mean,
I think Vims's tiered idea is that, you know, we see these occasionally where you step the bank up,
right?
Flat benches as you go up.
Right. And that also needs to be engineered properly too. Okay, I just want to get the different levels straight.
Further questions? Is the applicant here represented? Winfrey?
He was informed. He sent him the notice.
I will tell you this, and I've got to be quite honest. I think you're not supposed to really be messing with Mother Nature unless you know what you're doing. I'm being as frank and not being facetious. This is a situation where you pay somebody good money as an engineer, you should rely on their information, because if you don't know what you're doing, this is what you get. To me, quite honestly, somebody went and started a grand scheme and started the ball rolling by messing with that upland bank. That's where it started going wrong. And it's gone wrong continuously ever since then. And what we've got basically in front of us is beach litter. That wall, you can wish to forever as to whether that wall is going to stay in that position, but it's obvious to me that if they put it up in a straight position when it began and it's already fallen that much, it's going to fail. It's going to fail. And it's a little disturbing to me, to say the least, that this is where we are and we're asking to make the best out of a bad situation. I'm not going to engage in it. I'm sorry. People have a right to protect their property, but from a public trust perspective, we've got an obligation as we sit here as a beaches and dunes board to make sure that they do it right. And I just have a hard time with this one.
Yeah.
I've seen it too many times coming before, and the old saying is we're trying to dress up something and make it something that it's not. And this, to me, is not a good situation. Matters before the... Is anyone here in opposition to the project?
I will note that, as you may recall from the previous, after the fact, Mr. Winfrey did apply for a riprap revetment before he put these blocks in.
At least do something.
At that time, that was before the Beaches and Dunes Act applied to Surrey County. And it was deemed to be above the Wetlands Board's jurisdiction because it's a beach here, it's unvegetated, it was above high water. But he never installed that. Had he installed that structure
and sloped it
7 years ago, we might not be having this discussion at all.
But I can't help what's happened between as far as our authority.
I understand.
It's understood. Mr. Schick?
I obviously this is somebody trying to use a screwdriver when a hammer's needed. I mean, this is not the right way to do things, but something has to be done. So, and of course, since now the applicant's not even here, my question is, can we, you know, say that this is, that he has to come back with an engineered drawing, or, I mean, removing it would be just as bad as leaving it, or even worse. So the question is we obviously can't approve what he has, but on the other hand, you know, what do we do to get the situation straightened out?
Mr. Holland?
I would move we take staff recommendation and that he get an engineer and get the project engineered to work with staff to make the proper amount of modifications and then come back to the commission with an engineered and modified plan. That's my motion.
Second to the motion. Second by Mr. Tankard.
I'm sorry. I would have a tendency to agree with Mr. Holland, although Mr. Winfrey seems to be his own worst enemy. I don't know if that's enough of a motion that will get him going in the right direction, to be honest with you,
well,
sir.
Well, we've... Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Holland.
We've got a bad situation, and I don't want that situation to stay like it is. So if he can get a properly engineered project and work with staff and make modifications and then come back, and then we can look at it again. But if we don't have something to look at our next meeting, then I think we need to take further steps.
Well, my concern is the word, as long as properly engineered project to the satisfaction of the engineer reviewing it?
What they would do with a properly is submit it to staff for their recommendations, and then staff would bring it back to us at the next meeting.
Well, it's going to take more than one meeting, I'm sure. But anyway, I'm just trying. I'm with you. But if I can make him remove all of it and restore it, it's exactly what I would do. But anyway.
Yeah. That was my question. Is can we give him 30 days or even 60 days to come back with these engineered proper drawings? If not, then it has to be removed and restored to.
I'll tell you what I would like to do. I'd like to hear from staff because they have worked long and hard and diligently to try to get this done in the manner that would be satisfactory to the commission. And I think they're having a hard time because, as someone said a little while ago, someone is being their own worst enemy. Somebody's going to either have to step up to the plate and decide they're going to fix this thing the correct way, or it's going to have to be restored. And I don't know how we compel that, but we'll.
I'll let Tony weigh in, but I'll give you my first shot.
Go.
If I'm wrong, but in the direction you're heading, you know, I think if you want to make a motion to give them 30 days is probably going to be, you know, difficult to really get something done. 60 days, and if he doesn't present something back to staff within 45 days of today, so we can review it, to get on a meeting in 60 days, that we tell him that we're going to bring him back as a restoration here.
Is that satisfactory, Mr.
Chairman,
Holland?
I will amend my motion to do the 60 days and he have it to staff in 45.
Second to the motion?
I'll second the motion.
Motion second by Mr. Robbins and further discussion by Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would just ask if the maker of the motion would include that condition that if it is not received, that we would move forward with the restoration hearing.
Yes, I'll accept that amendment.
Thank you.
And a second made by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Good luck, Mr. Stagg.